From KMI's JMS, rather, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Geez, where are we needing to be? Nelson's the place to be, isn't it?
Nelson and Tasman, that's where you want to be, Mike. This is the ASB and Main Report regional scorecard. You know, we do look at this from time to time. Yeah, and they sort of, this was where they rank the regions in terms of a number of factors, sort of economic factors. So we look at employment, wages, retail sales, construction, house prices. And yeah, Nelson now had the top spot, I think, for two quarters or possibly three quarters, not sure. Just going back to those factors, though, when they do say that retail sales, new car sales are in rude health right across the country. So that's a positive there. Nelson, yeah, retail sales very strong there, probably topping the country, I think, for retail sales growth. Car sales very high, lots of building activity there, and still lurking in the top three, actually, Mike. Also Northland, it's been there for a couple of periods, and they may have benefited from a bit of spillover tourism from the Lions Tour. Remember, they had a match up there in Whangarei in Tasman, right next door to Nelson.
Yeah.
They've got lots of exposure to horticulture, fishing, tourism, all doing well. Strong levels of job growth.
Funny old disconnect there, isn't there? If you listen to the campaign, if you listen to certain politicians, Northland's a backwater. It's the forgotten region. There is no employment. There are no jobs. There is nothing but deprivation, misery and woe. And yet when we look at these facts, it's a different story.
Well, it's improving, and I think this economic scorecard measures the rate of, and looking at the rate of growth, so it is improving.
Yeah.
And if you think it started from a low base, so it does have the opportunity to improve, but I don't think things are quite as bad up there as the media likes to portray, although there's still plenty of poverty in some places.
Indeed, Otago's on a tear, Manawatu, Whanganui, Hawke's Bay all did well, which is very good to know. Now, talk to me about Harvey, because, I mean, it's still underwater, obviously, Texas, but it's got to be having a multi-billion-dollar impact.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, and has 24 hours given us any more insight into the economic impact? Well, we do have a bit more detail. We spoke about crude oil yesterday, estimated at present that there's 2 million barrels per day of refining capacity that remains shut. So the Texan Gulf Coast comprises a quarter of the total US refining capacity, but this has impacts outside of America as well, because there's lots of imports of refined product go into Latin America, so they won't be getting anything at the moment until those refining stations are back up and running. Just in terms of overall impact on US economic activity, it probably will be quite limited, even though Houston's the fourth largest city in the US, $500 billion of economic output in 2015, which looks like an awful lot. Actually, probably about the same level as the whole country of Norway, but the US economy, $18 trillion. So it's 3% of the total economic activity. Its impact will probably be limited, which is no great comfort for the people living around there. Mike, the numbers in terms of total cost, well, nobody really knows. We sort of said 24, 25 billion yesterday. We're now starting to hear numbers of 40 billion plus, people even going up to 100 billion. It's going to rank right up there in terms of property damage of the most damaging storm since World War II, though.
Exactly. Talk to me, is anyone crunching these? I know that Bill's had a look at these. I mean, this torrential downpour of policy that we have in this campaign, every day it's hundreds of millions of dollars. Has somebody gone and said, yes, we've got the money, or no, we haven't?
Well, I haven't had time to do all of the numbers yet. Just a couple of points. I did have time to have a look at the Labor policy document. So that's a new piece of information issued yesterday. And you've got to try and be objective, you know, on these things. You do have to try and look at, you know, what are the facts. Now, they are using the pre-food data or the economic and fiscal update. So they're using the same starting point as National were. They're forecasting a lot more spending. You really need to work through it, but it might be as much as double national spending between now and 2021-22. The question is, where does it come from? So they're going to drop the nationals' tax cut. They're going to aggressively target multinationals and try and raise more revenue there. They've got tourism tax, water tax, potential increase in capital gains tax revenue by pushing out the Brightline test. They do give some detail on those numbers. They will get almost $2 billion a year extra from dropping the tax cut. They say they're going to get about $200 million from multinational taxation, but you have to treat that number with a certain amount of
skepticism.
Yeah, you do, because you're not entirely sure how they're going to do that. And some of the other numbers start to become more rounding errors, really. I mean, $75 million when you're talking billions of dollars worth of spending, that's the number you get from a couple of those other taxes. The tourism tax aren't really that's significant. They're hitting the popular spots, though, hitting tertiary fees. I still think we need to sit down, take a step back and look at these numbers and say, are they realistic?
Exactly. All right, mate, what are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 21,838. They're up 31 at the moment. S&P 500, 2444, virtually unchanged. NASDAQ, 6292, up 10. FTSE 100, all Europe weaker yesterday. FTSE 100, 7337, down 64. All of Asia a lot weaker post that missile, Mike, yesterday. The Nikkei, 19,362, down 87. Shanghai Composite, 3365. ASX 200, 5669, down 41. We lost over 1% on the NZX 50 yesterday, down 88, 7738. One New Zealand dollar this morning on the wholesale markets, 0.7260 US, 0.9119 Aussie, 0.6044 Euro, 0.5615 pounds, 79.28 yen. Gold, $1,314.40, and crude, Brent crude, $51.71.
Nice one. Have a good Wednesday. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMIS. He's at jmis.co.nz.